Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, honeys. Hello. Welcome to Natch Butte. I have to warn you that the next 3 months of Natch Butte are going to be a little bit different than you're used to. So if you happen to be a new listener, hello and welcome. I am Jackie J, the host of Natch Butte. If you're an older listener, hello, thank you for returning. Please get excited. I am officially on maternity leave. I'm having a baby. And while I am having this baby, getting to know it, nursing it, etc., I've decided to take a little break from Natch Butte. Now, Natch Butte isn't going anywhere, sweetie. What's going to happen while I'm gone is I'm having some of my past guests / dearest friends fill in for me as the host. And each of them was told, you can interview whoever you want. Some of them are going to be doing characters. Some of them are going to be doing more editorial style interviews. You don't know what you're going to get. And that's why it's extremely festive and fun. So who's coming up? Honey, I don't know. I'm going to throw this intro on the front of a lot of the eps, so I don't know who you're about to hear. You're going to have to read the title or listen and find out, but whoever it is somebody fantastic. I'm so grateful to my dear friends for filling in for me. It's going to be fun and exciting, and thank you for still listening while I'm gone and supporting Natch Butte. I will be back, hopefully, in September, sweetie. I'm going to take June, July, and August off. Maybe I'll be back a little sooner. Maybe I'll be back a little later. That's going to depend on a lot of things. My uterus, how it's going down, how I'm feeling, childcare, all factors. But I really appreciate the support, and I hope you enjoy the excitement that is about to happen with all of the fill-in hosts of Natch Butte. As much as I'm excited, sweetie, so thanks for being here, and please enjoy the next 3 months of exciting Natch Butte.
I want Natch Butte. I want Natch Butte in my life, it's true. I want Natch Butte. I want to cream my neck, it's true. Wow, hold your applause, everyone. That was so decent, I guess. That's a song called I Want It All by Shea Baba. I think that's how you say it. And this is Natch Butte. And I am not Jackie J, okay? But welcome. Welcome to Natch Butte, the beauty comedy podcast where we laugh, we cry, and we cream our necks, not our pants. I don't know if she's ever said that. I didn't plan that joke. That might be crude. Any hoozles, it's your girl's girl, Caddy B, the not so interested in beauty talk, shock jock, the queen of comedy choreo, your fill-in host with the most IMDb creds, the freshest moves on the West Coast, your new favorite over 40 niche influencer, who's also a kooky southern aunt. Hi, y'all. That was fun. I've listened to Jackie's podcast so many times, and I had to practice that intro. She talks so fast. But Jackie J is one of my besties from back in the day at UCB, and we're taking over for her so she can pop out a baby out of her chooch. Cooch. Chooch is her dog. Cooch. You get what I'm saying. I'm nervous. I've never hosted a podcast before. Stop laughing. My guest is laughing, so I guess I'm doing something okay. Oh, welcome. Welcome to Natch Butte. I'm Catherine Burns, a.k.a. Cat Burns, Catty B, Kitty Cat, Jackie's twin. So I have no clue what we're doing, but we're going to find it together. And lucky for me, I mean, I don't know anything about beauty, but I do have the most beautiful guest today. And I do know how to laugh, and I guess know something about comedy every now and then. So today we have
this is my podcast, I've taken over, the most stunning and insanely talented guest to join as I fumble through hosting this. She's an actor, a classically trained pianist, a cat mom, a good person, a fucking great person, if I'm being honest, a gem of a human. We met when she was playing Heather on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, Hey Hey, air horns, and she currently is gracing your screens as Michaela on Mr. Mayor. Please welcome to the pod, my dear, dear friend, Miss Vella Lavelle.
Oh my God. Hi. That was an amazing intro.
Did I do okay?
I died. I truly, it was everything I didn't know I wanted.
The open mouth laugh smile and you like, it's like a slight contraction. Like,
yeah.
I was just looking at my notes. I was like, don't look at Bella. You'll fump your way through it.
I was just silently laughing in the corner.
Unfortunately, an ode of like old school Jackie. I went through Jack in the Box on the way here because she used to kind of be obsessed with it. I don't know. That's a good thing to share.
What'd you get?
I got the tiny tacos, the loaded ones with nachos.
I didn't know they had tacos.
They're tiny. They have multiple sizes, just like their beverages.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a fast food podcast now. I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope the listeners
we're
like
taking
that.
Over.
Yeah, and we are plugging LaCroix.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're enjoying. What flavor do you have?
Pastique, which I guess is watermelon. What's your?
Oh, limoncello.
What's your favorite LaCroix?
Honestly, this is kind of blowing my mind.
The limoncello?
The limoncello.
I'm sorry. How are you pronouncing it again?
Wait, how do you say it?
How do you say it? You said limon.
Limoncello.
Limoncello.
Limoncello. Mm. Right? It's Italian. Limoncello.
I think LaCroix is French.
LaCroix. International.
I was sponsored by LaCroix when it first came out, before it was everywhere on sets.
Okay,
I don't
want
to brag.
You're bragging, though.
Well, I want people to know that I'm a big deal. You know what I mean?
Sponsored by LaCroix. It doesn't matter that you have two Emmys, but we're going to talk about the fact that you are LaCroix sponsored.
Yeah. I think if any, I was a LaCroix sponsor before I had the two Emmys.
Yeah, look, they knew you win.
I had like 200 Instagram followers, and my friend posted like a marketing picture. Like it looked like a photo shoot for LaCroix. And I was like, do you work for LaCroix? I love it. And she's like, yeah, I actually do. I'll get you some free LaCroix. And I freaked out. And it was like coupons. This was like 10 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Listen, I'm an early adapter.
You're like an OG influencer.
Yeah, I am. And I actually said to her, I was like, people will lose their mind. Oh, when I did the I totally forgot about this. When I did the happy video, humble brag. I know this was about you or whatever.
Look.
I was like, I'm doing this Pharrell Williams music video.
Sidebar, Kat Burns choreographed the happy video.
Well,
I mean, that's
cast.
That's iconic.
It's kind of crazy.
It's crazy.
The world's first 24-hour music video.
Whoa.
So, fun fact, Jackie J is in it. Jackie Johnson. I don't know what hour she is. She can include it when she edits this. And then also there's a bit where like this was back when Jackie was walking dogs.
Oh my God.
Did you just have to burp and that's why you leaned away from the microphone?
No.
I mean, I feel like, you know, it's natural, you know,
carbonation. It's natch bute. Natch burp.
Anyways, so Pharrell, there was a scene where like, yeah, so Jackie was walking dogs and I would fill in for her every now and then. And there was a scene where like, as I was like helping cast or whatever, they're like, Pharrell's going to walk a bunch of dogs. Ugh. And it was like a non-union music video, even though it was Despicable Me. Let's not talk about it.
Right.
So, you know, they had no budget. Whatever.
Let's not talk about it.
Anyways, Despicable Me. No one's ever heard of it. Who's Pharrell Williams? No one's ever heard of him. Anyways, moving on. Happy? What's that song? That hasn't made any money. Interesting.
It was his first gig.
Okay. He was just trying to make a name for himself, yeah. Bella. He was transitioning into being a solo artist, okay?
I know. It's hard out there.
So Jackie pulled together like all of her friends' dogs. There was like five of them. And, you know, picked up the dogs, hung out with them in the car for a bit, and then we met downtown LA, and Pharrell started walking all these tiny little dogs, and he was like, hey, no offense, but like I can't walk tiny dogs, like where are the big dogs? And then Jackie was like, oh well, if we don't have like an animal wrangler and you're not a trained dog walker, and we had no time, it was like, here the dogs, shoot it. And so anyways, he ended up walking like two of the bigger mid-sized dogs.
What happened to the little dogs? They were rejected.
They got cut. Yeah.
They've never recovered.
And that's an industry term. They weren't physically cut. Yeah, they were just in not, case anybody doesn't know.
The dogs were not harmed, but they were harmed emotionally because they yes. weren't chosen.
But they did go back into Jackie's car and she gave them a lot of love and treats. And she basically was a free dog walker for the day for like five of her
what
friends.
A woman.
What a woman, Jackie J.
Wow.
And she's going to be a great mom. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
and that's
truly.
And that's why we're here.
That's why we're here today.
So she can rest.
Yes.
Although she just set us all up and is probably listening and editing.
She's
but.
In the next room right now.
But I mean, I feel like I did her a solid because you're just such a catch as a guest. And I can't wait
Me?
To talk to you. Are you kidding? Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't know that I'm like a beauty expert, though.
I'm not either.
Okay. So
all yeah. I wear is a jumpsuit every day. And my makeup routine is like doing it in the car on the way to a place.
Well, that's, you know what? Actually, someone just told me that doing your makeup in the car is actually the best lighting.
Oh.
Because maybe of all the windows, I don't know, but it's like really good lighting.
Unless it's at night.
Yeah. Never mind.
Well, scratch that. I have tried to do a like an in the car thing, and I forget that the sunset when I was like on, I was like, oh, I'll just do it in the car. And like when this time changes, and you're like at a red light trying to put on blush, and then you show up, and you're like, oh,
you're
my,
like,
I think I
someone put
it.
This on in the dark with a heavy hand.
I did like, well, with the, you know, Emmy stuff, I know you're so much more used to like red carpet stuff now because you've been doing a shit ton of press.
I don't know. I guess so. I mean, do you ever get used to it though? Like,
well, you're like relatively speaking, you're probably more used to it than I am.
Yeah. Well, so, okay. What was your experience?
Well, I was going to say like, I didn't know that people hired people for glam.
I know.
Because like if you have a publicist, when I did, you know, with Crazy Ex in the first season or whatever, for the Emmy stuff, I was like, I don't know if I'll ever win or be nominated for an Emmy. The world has to know. I guess I hired a publicist, and that's how you find out that this existed.
Yeah.
Just to make it official in the internet, because if it's not online, it doesn't count.
Yeah, nothing counts.
And so, you know, you get invited to all those like Audi parties or whatever they are.
Right.
And I was like, fun, free food.
Wait, but, sorry, Audi parties?
I don't know. That was actually one where as I was being interviewed, the woman that was interviewing me
was from Audi?
It was an Audi Emmy party.
Oh.
You know how it's like all these like sponsorships?
Okay,
like,
yes. Okay.
Whatever.
Just picturing with you, like you at a car dealership. And I was like, what is this party?
Yeah. There weren't a lot of people there, turns out. It was just the dealers trying to sell me a car.
Just you in a car.
Yeah. It was more of a mailer than an actual invite that my publicist got. But like, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Point being, I just did my makeup in the car on the way there and it was dark. And I got there and people were beautiful and glam.
Yeah.
But then I was like, okay, let me get glam. And it's like $1,000 for hair, $1,000 for makeup. Yeah. If you're no one and like your pictures are just going to live in online, no one buys them. But what's your, I mean, how do you deal with that? And do you hire glam every single time?
Well, okay. So it's funny. Yeah. Cause I've been doing a bunch of press for the show that I'm on, Mr. Mayor, and on NBC right now, three more episodes in season two. But it's funny you mentioned that because it does get so expensive. And so like, sometimes I'd be like, oh, you know what? What if I just do a YouTube tutorial this time? And I do my own makeup. And let me just tell you, you can always tell.
Really?
Like, you just know, like, at least for me, I'm just like not – like, I'm okay at makeup. Like, I can kind of fake it. But in terms of, like, looking, there's a certain thing that happens when the cameras go on. And it just feels like I don't have that secret. And, like, professional makeup artists have the secret. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I've done my makeup and I'm trying my hardest, like, it's like I look like I maybe put on a little makeup. Like, it just, like, doesn't translate.
Well, because those lights are insane.
Are insane and the camera's insane. And it's just, like, I don't know. So I'm just kind of, like – if I'm gonna like have a picture taken, usually I'll hire someone.
Like if you walk the carpet.
Yeah.
I see.
If I just go and I'm just like going to the thing, I'm like, I'll do my makeup myself.
And I learned that later.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize like the publicist was like, go to this thing. I was like, sure, great. And like I wouldn't put on makeup or like,
yeah.
Or like I'd pick – a vintage dress, whatever. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, I guess I have to do the carpet. And then later, well, I think with Crazy Ex, like, I think I invited y'all to something and you're like, sure, I'm just not going to walk the carpet. And I was like, oh, you cannot walk
right.
it?
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of, like, if unless you're like, you have to, it's like, just, you know, do your makeup at home and you don't have to do the carpet.
And then also, I was also that person that wore the same outfit to multiple events the same day. Because I was like, oh, it's the same day. And then there's all these pictures of me from different places in the same event. And then I saw people changing their outfits and I was like, where'd you get that Gucci
outfit?
But
this is one of the things, this is one of the instances where it drives me crazy that men don't have to deal with that. Because it's like, if a man wants to go to an event, he like doesn't have to put on any makeup, or he can just put on a little bit of like gel and like concealer, and that costs him $5 and he can go on the red carpet. Whereas like a woman, if they're like, oh, I'm getting my picture taken, I want to look good, you're going to hire a stylist, a hair person, and a makeup person, and yeah, you're going to be out like $1,000 or $500 or whatever
for each person. So that's like sometimes $3,000 just to show up to an event and get your picture taken.
I know, and I like to think of it as like an investment. Like you're investing in yourself, and you're investing in your business, which is yourself as an artist, and you're just trying to put like it's like putting money into, I don't know, like letterhead, but it's us.
My letterhead is my Getty Images profile. Yeah,
is my blowout.
Well, no, I mean, it's, you know, because I guess as an actor, I don't know. I love how, like, there are warm-up questions, but, like, clearly we don't need to warm up.
We're just getting right in. Yeah, whatever.
That was one of my warm-up questions, just to say how good of a host I already am, is that was a natural segue to question number three or whatever.
It's so natural. It's so natch.
It's so naturally working beautifully.
Naturally natch. Naturally natch beaut.
Now I forget what I said and I fucked it up. But what was I saying?
Just about transitioning into
That like, you know, me showing up and work, no one's like looking at my pictures to be like, well, her choreography must suck, she's ugly. But like as an actor, there's an opportunity for you guys to like level up your brand, or like you might be a spokesperson.
Yeah.
If you wanna have, you know, your face representing da 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 da, this is like a way for you for people to see you and like wonder, right. Is that kind of the mindset, or is it too overwhelming to think about?
No, I think for me, you know what, someone said something to me like right when I was graduating school and I really liked it, which was like, it's not, if you can just see it of like, it should just be for you and yourself, and like, does it make you happy, you know? Like, because I don't care, like I don't usually wear makeup on like a day-to-day, you know?
You're stunning.
Well, no, just because I'm lazy. but I'm like, if it would make me happier to look back on that event and see me looking like, you know, snatched from head to toe, like then I will do it. If it'll make me, if I get invited to something and I didn't put the effort in, like, am I gonna be sad about that?
Yeah.
And I think that is what I've kind of looked more at, because I'm like, I'm happy to do my own makeup. It's just like, I don't have the skills. And there are people who are really incredible at makeup. And if that's gonna make me happier looking back, then I'll do it.
Sometimes you'll get stipends, right?
Like a lot of times, like like right now, like Mr. Mayor's on NBC, so like NBC will be
dun,
like,
dun, dun.
Exactly, the Peacock. And it's like, if they're like, oh, we would like you to promote something, then they'll say, oh, you have a budget for hair and makeup. So that's great. If it's something that I'm doing on my own, I have to pay for it out of pocket.
Got it.
So I don't know. But I'm also like in awe of, there's amazing hair and beauty people out there, and I just want to like give them, like, you know, the credit, like they're good at doing what they do, and it's their job to make you look amazing. So sometimes I'm like, I could maybe try to do my makeup myself, but it's gonna take me 2 hours, I'm gonna be stressed out, I'm gonna be sweating, like holding, you know, my phone with a YouTube tutorial out and freaking out, or I can sit in a chair and pay someone to do that.
Do you have like a question, like let's see. Let's say, I know it's different if you're on set. I mean, this is a later question, but I'll just use it now.
Yeah.
So, okay, two different questions. One being like, what's your go-to red carpet like look? I'd be like, I feel most confident when I have da-da-da, whether it be accessory or face. And then the other question is, what do you ask when you sit in a chair to go to set? Like, say it's like a new thing and not your normal makeup person.
Right.
What are your two?
These are excellent questions.
Thank you very much.
I feel like you're an amazing podcast.
Oh my God, thank you.
Okay, so the first one was the red carpet one. Well, okay, so I'm going I'm not going through it. I think I'm done going through it. I have accepted my curly hair.
I love your curly hair.
Yeah, thank you. And it's been a journey because I think there's so many, and it's especially like ethnic hair, natural hair versus, you know, kind of straightening your hair, relaxing your hair, whatever. It's a whole conversation. But for me specifically, I think I always felt like, oh, especially when I was first starting doing like red carpet stuff, I thought, oh, the only way I look polished and together is if I get a blowout. Mm. And so, but what's crazy is I don't wear my hair normally. Like I always wear my hair normally curly. So I would have these pictures that were online and I'm like, I don't look like that.
I wonder why that yeah. you have these unrealistic beauty standards that celebrate white people at a basic, you know, like.
And there's this whole thing that like curly hair is not professional or really? Not. Yeah, like that curly hair looks like you're a mess and you're like kind of crazy. Mm. And that sleek straight hair is professional and put together. Jeez. But it's not true. Right. It's just not true. And so I've really been pushing myself recently to just like wear my curly hair on the red carpet, wear my curly hair like out, and that when I work too on a set, I'll be like, I want to wear my natural hair. So
is that something that you have to like talk to the writers about sometimes to be like, as a woman of color, this is important?
Yeah, like usually I'll just kind of like run it by someone and just be like, and also like I was on a show a couple years ago like guest starring, and they were like, oh, we want like your hair to have a blowout, and I was like, okay, but I'm also like, my hair wants to be curly. So I'm like, yeah. You can have me in a blowout, but like, it's not going to be good for you.
And you're 12. It's going
to be. Yeah, like you are going to be spending so much more time trying to keep my hair straight than if you just let it. Like the curls want to be curly. Uh-huh. Like they want to be in their natural state. And they want to be free. So yeah, it's like kind of running by and just being like, do you guys know how to work with curly hair? Do you know how to work with ethnic hair? Like, are you, you know, like, are you cool with that? I don't know. It's so weird because I feel like I'm on the other side of it now, but it was kind of crazy mm-hmm. at first when I was like, is this okay? Like, do I still look put together if I have my
right.
curly hair?
Right. I mean, and I do think like it might go back to the submersive marketing mm-hmm. that happens like
yeah
with what traditional beautiful people look
yeah.
like
yeah totally.
And you know it's we've really only opened up what that looks like in the past decade yeah. or more, but like,
well, it just takes people just doing it. It's like right. I feel like what like Rihanna's doing with like pregnancy
sure.
like fashion yeah. like it really just takes people just being like, but what if I did it this way, you know uh-huh. And I feel like there's enough people now doing like curly hair on red carpets and stuff. It's not crazy. But that's, I don't know, that's been inspirational. So I feel like if I'll do a red carpet thing, I'll kind of be like, I want to have my natural hair mm-hmm. and I want to, I always feel great if I look like fun, comfortable, like a little sexy and a little cute.
You can hit the dance floor if you need to.
Yes. Okay. I don't want to feel like so uncomfortable that I can't walk uh-huh. on a red carpet.
And you're not Kim Kardashian is what you're trying to
say. No. That's not what we're trying to do. But I'm a huge fan of like a bold lip, a bold mm-hmm. eye.
I love a bold lip.
Yeah. I just feel like anything that's just like really fun, and it's like you're dressing up, which I'm a huge fan of, and it's like you might as well mm-hmm. go for it, you know?
I have panic attacks when I try to dress up, so I don't enjoy the process, and but I always have been that
you
way.
You always look gorgeous, and I feel like a lot of times we've gone to things and you dress yourself, and I'm like, I couldn't do that. Like, you, like, pick out amazing outfits.
I don't know about that. Thank you. I'll try to take the compliment.
Take it.
Okay, thank you.
Jackie would want you to take it.
Take it, take it, love me, love me. Speaking of Rihanna, I think that was a Rihanna song, right? Call me rude, boy, isn't it? I think
yes. Yeah.
Wow. I feel like Jackie inspired me to just start singing.
Yeah.
And then when you're in the chair, like, is there, like, a serum or, like, an oil you talk about with your hair that you're like, hey, just so you know, da-da-da.
Oh.
I'll be, like, Frizzy McGee unless you
yes.
use this product.
Well, I am – I mean, I could talk for hours about curly hair, so you might have to stop.
No,
me.
I think this is so important.
Is that
of
should
course?
I do
no,
that?
No. Like maybe talk. Yeah, talk about it. I have a few questions.
Okay.
Yeah, talk
okay.
About
so
let's talk.
Let's
about
talk
curly
about
hair.
It.
Oh yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what big wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'm on a full, yeah, curly girl journey. There's a whole, like, thing out online called the curly girl method.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, like, this whole thing that I feel like growing up I didn't fully understand what my curls need. But basically curls need moisture. And so I know my curl type, which is 3B3C.
What?
There's curl types. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And so for my hair, I just want a ton of moisture, but not too much, or else it'll weigh it down. So I'm always playing around with products. Like, I have so many, like, gels and, like, curl creams.
Do you use the Tracee Ross one? Isn't that
yes.
her line?
What's Pattern.
Pattern.
I am obsessed with Pattern. I love Pattern.
Do you take videos
Tracee,
of you?
If you're listening, I love Pattern. I have the travel set.
When you're traveling, do you do the pool videos while holding wine and getting out of a pool in slow
motion? No, because I'm not that iconic, but I aspire to
You are
it.
Iconic.
Maybe I'll get there someday.
I think just start posting those videos and tagging her, and then you're going to get a sponsorship.
Whoa. From Tracee.
From her alone. You're going to get checks written from her individual bank account.
I would die. But yeah, so a lot of times recently people, like hair people, will be like, do you have things you like to use? And I'm like, yes, but I'm also always open for like new things. Mm-hmm. But right now I'm very into Pattern. I'm very into, what else am I using? Right now I'm using, Oribe, Way. I think that's how you say it. It's like O-U-A-I.
Mm-hmm. If this was Jackie, she would talk about the owners and how great it is.
Right.
So imagine that she knows all the knowledge.
Imagine that you're learning all about those owners.
And I then talk about if they're vegan or female owned.
But we don't know.
But we don't know. So.
But I have been on a mission to like support black owned businesses, mm-hmm. beauty businesses. So obviously Pattern is. I also found this other brand called Organigrow, and they're black owned. And I also found another brand called Bucleme, I think, and they're in the UK, and those are all black owned, and they're
amazing.
Fabulous. Oh, and this line called Entwine, and they're Chicago based black owned, and they're great. So I just have like a rotating mm-hmm. bunch of gels.
Do you bring them with you to set, or you're
but I'll kind of be like, here's some ones I like, and then they'll be like, okay, great. And then a lot of times they'll just buy a lot of the things that either they have them, or maybe they'll buy some Pattern or buy some whatever that's working for my hair at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I recently started doing hair masks too.
Ooh.
It's a whole life.
It's a whole life.
It's a whole lifestyle.
There are so many products in the world.
There really are.
It's very overwhelming.
It is overwhelming. And I feel like you also do just have to figure out what works for you. Like, what do you use on your hair?
Nothing?
Are you serious?
No, I mean, I'm like, I don't even, I mean, whatever. This is such like a white girl thing to say, but like, I
don't
brush it and I don't even dry it. I just like roll down the window. Like, comically so, like when we were going, one day when I was going to Crazy X, I was practicing my Fosse hand rolls out the window because I drive to set or work or whenever I'm showering and then going somewhere. I roll the windows down, and that's how I dry my hair.
Oh, well, air drying is the best.
Oh, is it?
I love air drying, yeah.
I think it like gives you some like oomph.
Yes, and it's like so much better for your hair than heat. So,
oh, that's good.
Yeah, so you're leading the way.
Yeah, and you know, whatever. It is what it is. I'm just lazy. And then I'll brush it real quickly when I, you know. But then unfortunately that gives like a lot of hair at the bottom of your car, which isn't a thrill to clean up later.
Vacuums.
Yeah, yeah. But if you're that person that doesn't take time to dry your hair, you might not be that person that vacuums your car every week.
That's
anyways.
Probably, it's a
whatever.
The Venn diagram of those two groups of people are similar.
Anywho. One thing I learned from being in the chair, so to speak, the few times I have, mm-hmm. and this was like a while ago, I became obsessed with that Jow hand sanitizer. The one? Am I saying it right?
Yes, that smells like lavender.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's so expensive. But, like, back before hand sanitizer had every flavor and smell in the world that it does now, obviously.
Yeah.
I remember being like, what is – and, like, every time, like, you know, a makeup artist came to touch your face. I was like, why do you smell so good?
So good. It's so good. It's like a magical smell.
It is magical.
Is it? It's like
J-A-O or something But then the other thing I say in the chair when I have been is that, like, I'm really sweaty, because most of the time I'm in the chair, I'm dancing. I'm like, I'm really sweaty. So, like, if you have something.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I also, like, never ask what it is and use it in my daily life.
Well, I started doing that recently because I used to, you just sit in the chair and you're so overwhelmed and you're like, I have lines or what am I supposed to do? But I'm like, okay, what are y'all using? Because I need to be writing this down.
Have you found, like, a de-sweating thing?
No.
Hmm.
Like deodorant?
No, like for your face. Like there's something you can put on, like a primer.
Primers are good. But do they keep you from sweating?
There's some product, you know, internet, do your due diligence and report back. but there's something that you can put on before you put on your makeup that makes you, like, it, like, stops your pores from sweating.
Wow.
And you can put it, like, under your armpits and things like that. But
that's fascinating.
And then I always say that I have really floppy eyelashes, like Flump. What's his name? Flump from Sesame Street?
Oh, Snuffleupagus.
Snuffleupagus.
Mr. Snuffleupagus.
No, I feel like I have Mr. Snuffleupagus eyelashes.
That's Mr. Snuffleupagus to you.
Yeah. I wonder if Sesame Street ever is, like, taking away their pronouns. It's like, if they ever have, like,
It's just Snuffleupagus now.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. But how do you denote respect as well? Like, the
Oh, that's a good question.
The Knight Snuffleupagus.
That's still gender normative, but I'm into it.
Okay, we'll workshop
Internet,
this.
Tell us what it is.
I know.
Tell us what it is. Distinguished versions.
Wait, like, what do you mean you have floppy?
Like, they're like, like, they, like, go, imagine my fingers are down straight, and, like, it's almost like it's almost like a curtain over your eyes.
Right.
Versus, like, when you, like, open a window and it's like goes up instead of to the side.
Well, you just have to eyelash curl,
yeah, so right. I just say, make sure you curl my eyelashes
twice, maybe.
Yeah, I'll do it myself actually. And then hysterical, I'm gonna ask you a warm-up question on this note. This is always an attribute first question.
Okay.
And since this is the first question I'm asking you, what type of skin do you have?
Like dry,
whatever.
Oil.
You want.
I have, like,
she asks every guest,
I think I have, like, combination skin.
Okay.
So sometimes it gets dry. Like, some areas of my skin get dry. Some areas of my skin I douse in oils.
I do love an oil. That's the one beauty product I will always accept.
Yes. But I have acne. I've struggled with acne severely. And so I've learned that there are certain things I can't get too crazy on. And one of them is oils. Because if I put too much, then I'll break out.
And when you were learning all this stuff, nice segue into the second question that she always asks. What was the first beauty product? Do you remember, like, the first beauty product you ever bought?
Oh, like, with my own money?
Or, I don't, like, know. Open-ended.
Okay, well, my mom is, like, a total insane hippie. And so I always had, like, crazy natural products growing up. And because of that, I always wanted the junkie, like drugstore, like Suave. I wanted Suave. I wanted St. Ives.
Apricot scrub.
I wanted Pantene Pro-V. Like, I wanted all the ones from the commercials. And I was getting, like, jojoba oil and, like, I don't even know, clay. And
which is now the opposite. Everyone's, like, making their own oils.
Yeah. So that's what I kind of grew up on. And I wanted, like, cooler beauty product.
Oh, that's so funny.
I know. And, like, I remember when I went to camp, I was like, can I, like, for camp, can I buy, like, the junky stuff? And my mom was like, sure.
So
I
bought shower caddy.
Yeah, for my camp.
And your flip-flops and your shower caddy with your Pantene.
For your shower
caddy. The dual conditioner shampoo, so you have to carry less.
I was like Garnier Fructis, and, like, my hair, like, flipped out. I mean, it's like, it's not, Garnier is not great.
Did you read Glennon Doyle's Untamed?
No.
So she has this whole, and I'm probably misquoting her own because it's been a long time. I've read before a few times, not much. But she has a whole chapter talking about marketing to kids via, like, shampoo and bathing products. That, like, things marketed towards boys will be, like, strong, you know,
yeah.
and like almost like superhero-ish. And to women, the descriptors are like soft, smooth, elegant.
Oh my gosh. Oh, well, it works.
Cool,
on
dry
me.
For men, you know,
and yeah.
like whatever. But like, isn't that weird? Like, you don't even think about mm-hmm. all the gender identification that's happening subconsciously with consumerism.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. Like, I'm thinking of like when I was growing up, it's like that Herbal Essences commercial, remember? And she's just like, yes, yes, in the shower.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that?
Oh, I forgot. That was risque.
It was risque, but it worked on me. I was like, I gotta have it.
Gotta have it. Oh, that's so
but
interesting.
Now I've kind of come full circle, and now I'm again more into the natural beauty.
Yeah. So speaking of natural beauty, one of the other standard traditional natural beauty questions is what is the most beautiful thing about you?
Oh, no.
I know.
Is this my therapy session?
It basically is. It's an open-ended question. It can be
like physical
or it can be personality or it could be whatever you want. But like, what do you like as you've done? I mean, because you are someone, if that's okay that I share, you do go to therapy regularly.
Oh, I love therapy. Yeah.
And you are, so knowing you, you are calm and collected and you do have very strong boundaries and like.
I'm working on
my
boundaries.
No, but you are like in a beautiful way. You're like if I will invite you to something, you're like, nope.
Oh my God.
And it's like, I appreciate that versus like.
I've come a long way.
Yes, I would love to. And then to like, or just, you know what I mean? Like your boundaries are like.
Oh my God. Thank you. That's an amazing compliment because I really am working on my boundaries.
You're doing great. And you're also really busy. And, you know, you are now leads in multiple shows. You lead in a movie. You have so much pressure behind you. Aww. And you're still so you. And like, I've told you this, but like for the internet to know. And all of our Natch Beauty listeners out there, you're such an authentic, real person and like have been put in situations that could totally go to your head and change how you operate in the world. And that hasn't happened.
Oh, I'm literally going to cry. Kat,
oh my God, holding
hands. Oh my God,
you.
We're holding hands.
So nice to be in person and hold hands.
I know, it really is.
It really is.
Thank you.
It's true.
Well,
You didn't cry when I didn't tell you on the internet. I told you this in person before.
Yeah, but
does it feel different now that's recording it?
Yeah. People know. Oh my God.
So like thinking of yourself and thinking of your journey, maybe it's something that like you would have told your younger self.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of myself and I've worked through this and I think this is really beautiful about me.
Yeah. I think I am really proud of myself for I don't know what the word for this is, like keeping going, like
resilience.
Like resilience. Yeah. I feel like I'm proud of myself for that because there's moments where I'm like, I could have definitely like laid down and just quit and kind of been like, I can't handle this. And I'm like, I think because of the things that I've bounced back from, I'm like, I think I could do anything, you know, or it empowers you to do the next thing, like whatever it is, you know. But also, I think I'm a pretty good friend and I like to think that I'm, pretty empathetic. And so
you are,
I guess I like that about myself, I guess.
Anyways, 10 minutes later, she's still listing things she loves about herself.
I'm like, I mean, it's really crazy to like give yourself a compliment because I can give Kat Burns a compliment so easily because she's so.
Well, it's not about Mike. It's not a compliment podcast here.
I just have to, like, you're just so, you're like a ray of sunshine. And I hope you know, like, how dearly you are loved by me and by so many people.
Oh, thank you.
And so talented. Like, it should be illegal.
Ugh. I've been pulled over so many times. Excuse me, miss. What am I being pulled over for?
You're so good at what you do.
Oh, you're too talented. It's illegal. I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
But it's true. It's like the level of talent that Kat has and then like her level of like kindness and joy and like kind of like you can do it attitude is like what makes you unstoppable. Truly.
Oh, you're very sweet. I also just have been on the other side of it and like enough to know that like even when I stood in for Rachel sometimes and I knew the choreography and like I was like just literally stepping across and on the other side of the camera.
Right.
I was like, oh, I'm nervous. It's I was like, they're so not even different. Rolling on me. And like there's like this weird wall of silence on set where like you're giving so much and everyone has to be quiet.
Yeah.
And then
and
so
you know what that's like.
Yeah. And it's so deflating. And after every take – you want to be like, did I
do okay?
And the strangest thing to learn is no notes is good. So if no one talks to you, that's basically a standing ovation. and people being like, yes, you did amazing. That was great. Gosh. I mean, for me, I mean, Rick Redone is a dear friend who's an artistic director now, but he's like this amazing hairstylist. He like did all of it, like, you know, Victoria's Secret runway in the day. Like that's Rick. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he does everything. And he had has this band called High Fashion, and working with him when I was dancing sometimes, he would just go, yes, gorgeous. Oh, gorgeous. Oh, gorgeous. Yes. And I was like, oh my God, thank you. And like, I felt so much better.
Yes.
But also everything I do is also MOS, which means no sound. Uh-huh. So I'm able to be loud and exuberant and happy and give you feedback in the moment and laugh. But when you're recording lines, you know, you can't have me giggling. I'd ruin a take.
But Kat still, like the Kat Burns giggle is like, I feel like whenever I would hear it on set, I was like, yes. Like, oh, yes, aww. Kat thinks it's funny. Aww. It's like your laugh is like the best. It's such a familiar sound, and it's like the best sound.
It's nice to be like, okay, well, it's annoying, but let's just embrace it. Yeah. You know, but like, you know, you think your voice, I mean, for me, I'm like, oh, my voice is so high pitched. I hate the sound of my voice. Da, 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 da. But then you're like, oh, I have this weird laugh. But then when people are like, I love your laugh. I'm
yeah.
Like, well, okay, then well, I won't worry about it then.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like the things that you're like, that you feel self-conscious about are like some of the things that people love about you.
But I will say on this, I got to work on Renfield, just keep on bragging about myself, with Nick Holt, who's so phenomenal, such an amazing talent, and worked his ass off with this dance scene we're doing, spoiler alert.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. And
so hardworking, so amazing, all the good adjectives. Adjectives.
Well, okay, it's adjectives, but there is a C in there. It's it's spelled adjective, so is the C silent?
It's adjectives. Unfusing. The C is silent and confusing. I didn't know if you knew
unfusing.
That.
Unfusing.
It's unfusing. but so when we were first working together, I laughed after pretty much every time he danced.
Yeah.
And his like self-deprecating Brit, he was like, why are you laughing at me? And I was like, oh, sorry. It's just the thing I do. It means I like it. He's like, oh, okay, good. And he was like, wait, why are you laughing? I was like, it was so good. I was like, I'm a giggler. And then we were like, I was like, I just like to play.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, okay, great. And then we were like doing bits and we're like, okay, great. Now I know how this rehearsal is going to go.
Right, right.
But in the beginning, I was like, oh, right. I guess I should tell people, even if it's like a dramatic scene, I'm going to laugh.
Right.
I'm not laughing at you. And Rachel and I had talked about this, whereas like when she was working on like ballet, I would laugh and she's like, Kat, please don't laugh actually. Like, and sometimes I don't want the cheerleader. I need to like go through my own process, which is another thing about it. It's like really beautiful to say what your boundaries are and to speak versus like, I think sometimes as women, we're like, I mean, and I'm sure other sensitive
people.
Non-women is people. Yeah. There's women and then there's
non-women people.
Wow, the internet's gonna come for us. We're trying, you guys. Stay with us. But you know, like, you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, and you don't really say what's on your mind. You don't really say what you're feeling. But for me, there's so much freedom, and you know, if I go to therapy again, will be which I need to do. But whatever, is like every time I've been clear with how I'm feeling, I instantly feel better.
Yeah.
If you're doing it from a place of kindness, and then also then it's like then you're not carrying that burden.
Yeah.
Of like, and then like years have passed and you still are holding this person responsible for something that they didn't even know they were doing in the first place.
Yeah, completely. It's like at a certain point you have to kind of own where you're at. And if like you're mad at someone because they didn't do the thing that you were hoping they would do, but you didn't say it, then you have to be like, okay, how am I contributing?
Yeah.
To that?
I mean, literally every single beauty line, I know their taglines, and it's meet people where they are. I'm sorry. That was just me trying to find a way to be like, what if
segue.
Beauty, if beauty products were like, I guess it is self-helpy.
Definitely. Well, but that's, I think,
at least we're going towards that. And I know Jackie cares about that for her pod.
Yeah. That it's like, that it should be about like kind of you respecting yourself and you know, getting what you need and like leaving the rest, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, and that ties into boundaries, I feel like too.
Mm-hmm. Boundaries.
Well,
that was our warm-up questions, you guys. Now that the podcast is over.
Oh my God. I'm like, what could
we
be next?
We jumped around. I loved it so much.
Oh yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. This was going to be a natural segue because you were talking about books and like how adjectives and there's a C in it, yada, yada, yada.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going to be like, yeah, you guys, she has a graduate degree.
but books.
One of my questions, like a total non-beauty question. And, you know, and I think maybe when you're talking about like resilience, there was definitely a transition for you from like going from stage, from theater to film, right?
Yeah.
And like how that's just totally different. And you were at NYU and then you're a graduate from Juilliard. Mm-hmm. And so obviously you've told me, and I know from our conversations that it was very like, I don't know how to describe it, but like artsy, intense. Fartsy, intense theater shows,
yes,
you know,
yes.
Like live experiences, theater, da, 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 da.
Yeah.
But what has, and somebody asked me this question on an interview and I even like set it up that like I knew the answer to it. There's like so many good things to see in LA. And they're like, mm-hmm. Great, what's your favorite play you've seen? And I was like, well, I don't know. But that being said, what's your favorite play that you, I got to see in the show at the Geffen, right?
Yeah.
What was that show called again?
Wait, which one did you see?
Were you the maid?
Witch.
Witch, yeah.
Yes.
You do a bunch of shows at the Geffen.
Yeah, I've done two shows at the Geffen, yeah.
So not quite a bunch.
Not a bunch.
Because a bunch is three
is a bunch, yeah. Okay. I've done two.
You've done a pair of shows.
I've done a pair.
But what's your favorite like LA piece of theater that you've seen since you've lived here?
That I've seen?
Yeah.
Oh, that
maybe there's a few.
A really good question. I loved the musical that you did right before the pandemic.
Oh, Found. I Am A.
Found. Oh,
yeah. It was so fun to have you
that
there.
Was great. And that I feel like that was like 2 weeks before.
Yeah.
It was like COVID. End of February 2020.
Yeah. The whole scene set up was like you're at a bar. And so people were literally on top of each other with like no insulation and this
like drinking. Yeah.
The cast would like come up on you.
That is wild. Yeah.
Yeah. Ayama does great stuff. And then I'm going to Edinburgh with.
Are you really?
Yeah. There's like a little dancing. Drew Drogi's directing Tom DeTrennis' show called I Hate New York. And so there's like a little dancing at the end.
Oh, that's
fun.
So cool. I'm
okay.
Dying
so other than my work, thank you.
Oh my gosh. What? LA thing that I've loved.
Or even just like theater that you saw in New York.
I just went to the theater last night. I went to the Geffen and I saw Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf with Calista Flockhart.
Amazing. And Zachary Quinto, right?
And Zachary Quinto. I don't know when this podcast is going to air. So this is probably like it's already closed, you know. But I loved it.
I'm going to do a musical at the Geffen. So maybe that'll be out by the time this is up.
Yeah. So go see Cat at the Geffen.
A Wicked Soul at Cherry Hill.
That's the name of the show. Mm-hmm. A Wicked Soul at Cherry
Hill. It's a true crime story. I don't like true crime. Uh-huh. So.
You don't?
No.
Oh, you're missing out.
I saw For Me. I get really scared and I don't like to think about bad things about people and death.
A true crime musical?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really
it goes like this. There is a murder, a murder, a murder, a murder.
That's how it goes. You heard it here first, kids.
Jackie and I met from doing like musicals just like that. Like we did Wolf musical that we've done like actually I think about it all the time and Jackie sings it to me all the time. We did I forget what this show was called. Why am I blanking? We went to Nymph, the New York with it. Quick and Funny Musicals, How I Met Rachel.
Of course. UCD. I also loved that musical I saw of yours, the pun musical.
Oh, yeah. The Pun Off.
The Pun Off.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
That was really fun.
Okay, so this one was called Procedural, like making fun of like all the like CSI. Oh, that's fun. Da, da, da. And the, one of the songs is like, down the numbers, down, down, the numbers are down, the numbers down, down, the numbers are down. And it's like you know, like caught people being like, the numbers, boss. Or the boss is like, the numbers are down. And we need them to go back up. And it's like Artemis, who's hysterical from Always Sunny. And she's like, great, got it. And so anyways.
Oh, my God, I love
Jackie
it.
Jackie still does a dance to me every now and then. The numbers are really down. The numbers are down. And like every time you listen to the news now, you're going to hear
the numbers are down.
Or like rising numbers. It's like everyone always loves to talk about the numbers in the news.
Wait, and you guys did like a... The Center Stage musical too, right?
Yeah, which was a fun one.
I'm jealous. If I had known you at the time, I feel like I could have made a pitch to be in it because I'm obsessed.
Are you kidding?
I'm obsessed with Center Stage.
Well, I took ballet class behind the lead once.
Are you serious?
What's her name again? The blonde?
I'm not, it was like Amanda Seyfried.
That was the...
It's not Amanda, not Amanda Seyfried. Jody something?
Jody Sawyer was her character
name. Oh, Jody
name.
Was her name. Is her name Amanda something?
I don't know.
Internet, tell us.
Internet, tell us. Report back. We have the internet in front of us, but we're not going to Google
not
in front
do
of
that.
You. This is... We're riffing.
We're
in the
figuring
zone.
It out. Okay, I don't know who played Jody Sawyer, but... We will refer to her as Jody Sawyer.
God bless LA. I'm showing up to the ballet class, which I never take. And like, I was by the bar. And of course, like, ballet class is similar to like when you're in Equinox and you see all the beautiful models naked, like putting oil on themselves. I'm like, oh, I'm never coming to this gym again. Meanwhile, like, the towel doesn't even fit around my body.
Oh my
and I'm
God.
Like, I hate God. This. Down. I hate this town. And so like you go to a ballet class and you're like, man, everyone's so good. I'm so out of shape. But then you realize you're behind the star of center stage.
Of
you're
center
like, well,
stage.
No wonder. You're like literally like, you know, you go to New York and you're like ABT people.
Wow. No pressure.
No pressure. I mean, we have done so many good questions where I feel like we're pretty good. So let's go into like more of the like attribute segments maybe.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Wow. We're doing a whole podcast.
I mean, we're like podcast. Post basically.
We're link. Legit.
You have been doing a lot of interviews though lately. You're probably like press is probably intense sometimes.
Yeah, but this is really fun. Like I could just talk to you. I mean, I could talk to you for like 5 hours.
Yeah, we do that.
And we do that. And we will do it.
Yeah, we do that. Okay, so speaking of the internet, since we've referred to it so many times.
Yeah.
This is a question about what have you purchased recently off the internet? The internet made me do it. And did you hate it or love it?
Internet made me buy it. Internet made
Yeah, I just purchased this bathing suit off the internet that the internet told me to purchase. And it's from a place that's like sustainable fashion. So they only make it – they don't have it in a warehouse. Like they'll make it if you order it. And I took – I recently took two girls' trips recently. Like
Tulum
to
was one of them, right?
I went to Tulum and Miami.
Wow.
Yeah, I was
you really
like,
went for it.
I was like, I am going to take – a trip with my girls and then another set of
you're
girlfriends.
Good about doing that though.
I just
you
like,
take trips
I love taking trips especially with your girlfriends like it's so it's just really magical and it's
really
like
fun.
My idea is like if you book a job then and you have to cancel the trip it's a bummer but you booked a job
and now
if,
you can pay for the cancellation
now you can pay for the cancellation fee and if you don't book a job then you get to go on a trip
and that's so smart
so
and you're also good about booking shows
about booking shows. Oh, yes.
You go
I
see
love
play,
to see
you go
plays.
See plays and concerts and things.
Yes. That's kind of been my post-pandemic kind of resolution.
What are we going to go see soon?
We're going to see Hadestown.
Yes, yes, yes. Which yes. I brought up to you. So it's funny that I don't remember. But yes, Hadestown.
I know. I'm like, Hadestown.
What did I make you book?
it's Hadestown. But no, we're very excited about it. But no, but I feel like post-pandemic, I was like, I'm going to see all of the live things I want to see, and I'm going to go on trips with my friends. Like, those are things I want to do.
That's a good life.
Which I think is
and
good.
And you're doing what you love, and
yeah.
you're working on being a good person.
Yes, with people I love. But so I bought this bathing suit because I was like, I need a bathing suit
for
my two girls' trips.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, it's really cute, and the great thing is, like, it's sustainable. But it turns out that means it takes – 10 weeks
oh,
to
no.
come. So I just got it and my girls' trips were a month ago.
Oh.
But it's cute. It's super cute.
Well, the internet made me buy two dogs. So oops.
Yeah.
And
about that.
Adopt. I
yes.
adopted it. I saved their lives.
But
their
you
mixes.
Saw their picture and that's how you fell
yeah,
in
basically
love.
I started following Wagmore Pets, which is like an adoption place. And then I realized
well, you did
now,
it to yourself then.
I if, did. I yeah. did it to myself. But the internet made me do it.
Yeah, it did.
So, but I'm, you know, eventually I'm so happy.
You have two amazingly cute little puppies and I have a bathing suit.
So thank you, internet. Okay. Let's see. Well, one of the questions was like, this is like a skin routine or beauty fave. I feel like we kind of already did that with your products. Something you hated or were disappointed by. But I love our positive.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about things we hate.
Let's do positive.
Let's
I
say
mean,
positive.
Look, Jackie just had a baby. Where...
No, she hasn't yet. She's...
I know, but when this airs,
oh,
right?
I guess so.
Or
I'm
we don't know
sure.
when it's going to air.
I don't know. We're really good at knowing things.
Look, we know a lot. We're very informed. And most of all, we're staying positive today.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
I'll say one thing I love is a product because I don't. You know, one thing I love that I realize is actually kind of a fun for like a holiday thing. I'm saying Christmas for myself.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, it's really hard to like figure out what to get people for gifts.
Yep.
Especially like come Yeah. Holiday season. And one year I realized, wait, why don't I just like buy 10 of my favorite things, like Oprah, but like,
yes.
And then give those. One was like,
so what did you get?
And then like give, you know, well, one year it was like, and they're also so basic, but they're literally things I love. This isn't a beauty product. But I was like, there's got to be like a thing that isn't a match that lights candles that you can like plug in.
Lighter?
Yeah, but not a lighter. Oh. Like a USB charged lighter. I think they gave you one.
You did?
Well, maybe I didn't. Well, now I know what to get you.
Oh my
gosh. So you
gosh.
Go, and it's like zip.
No.
And it's like electronic, you know, I'm good at words. You plug it in.
Wow.
It's so cool.
Oh my gosh.
And you never run out.
You know,
sometimes you run out of lighter fluid or like the matches, there's no more matches.
It's always when you need it.
This, you just plug her in.
Oh, wow. Okay, that is.
And it looks like the future a little bit because it's like the two little rods go.
Wait, I need that because I'm obsessed with candles.
Well, don't buy it for yourself. Let me get it. Okay. Let me get it
for
you.
We never had this conversation.
Okay, and then the other thing that this is like more on brand, that just made me think of that, is I'm obsessed with Everyday Oil. Have you heard of Everyday Oil?
No.
I'm not like Jackie. I don't know. It is female owned. I know that.
Yeah.
And I think it's all organic and vegan.
Great.
But it's like, I'm just obsessed with it. And it is back to your jojoba oil.
I feel like jojoba oil or jojoba oil or jojoba oil is very like, it's like dealer's choice.
Sure, sure. And it's got that and like the coconut oil and all the other oils
nice.
And all the other like, you know, fragrances that are all organic, da da da.
I'm
obsessed with it. I love an oil.
We love an oil.
And it's like cute. It's like in all the hipster shops. Like, you know, when like there's like that hipster candle shop and it's like a brown.
It's called Everyday Oil.
Everyday Oil. Like that gets yellow sun.
What's
your like favorite product that you always buy?
That I always buy?
Yeah. You just like, it's all, you like, I ran out. Also, Lea Lou perfume for me.
But. Ooh. Okay. I would say mine, I'm on a sunscreen kick right now, which
that's
is
healthy.
So good for you. And Super Goop is my favorite.
But what kind? Favorite. They have so many.
I know. I kind of play around with them.
You're so experimental.
It's so fun. No, I use, I think it's Play. Super Goop Play is my everyday one. And then I also have the little stick, which I think it's called like Glow something, but it's really fun. It looks like a little deodorant stick and you can just throw it in your bag and roll it on your face.
Jackie would know.
She would know. We're like the kid, like mom left us. Mom left the kids in the car and we're just like.
And we're just making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
We're going crazy. Yeah.
I hate the crust. How do I get it off?
Let's order a pizza.
I love pizza. I could eat pizza every day. Okay. Well, speaking of products, let's do a grab bag of fun.
Oh my gosh.
Time to get excited for the grab bag of fun. Yeah. What's going to be inside it?
Okay, so there's that giant pink bag. Of course, it's pink.
Do I close my eyes?
Close your eyes and give like a reach around and sing a song while you do it.
I have to sing a song.
Yeah, just whatever song pops in your head, go.
Okay, do I do it now?
Yeah, go.
Okay. I'm going in the bag, I'm going in the bag, gonna see what I find, gonna see what I find. I feel a little paper thing, and it's like kind of like a box, so I'm gonna grab it, and I'm pulling it out, and I got my treat. What is it?
Describe it. It's a black box.
It's a black box. Can I read
it? Yeah. Now you open it and talk about it.
Okay. It says Kinto Slow Coffee Style Specialty. I don't know what that is.
We're going to find out.
Oh my gosh. If it's a candle, that would be so
cool. It does look like it's a candle box.
It's not a candle, but it's something that I love even more.
Oh, that's so
it's
pretty.
It's a mug.
It's a beautiful, looks like ceramic.
Wait, I'm like obsessed with mugs.
Really?
I love, like, I just love having like
that's
special
a really beautiful one.
Mug to drink my tea out of. And this is a beautiful mug.
Who's the company by? What's the
it
company?
It says SCS Kinto. Kinto.
And it's got that like, you know, it looks like it's handmade. I don't know if it is. It's like a white color with like the glaze on the half of the
bottom.
Oh,
I think it's called. Oh, okay. So Slow Coffee Style seems to be the.
It's so beautiful. It actually really fits you.
Oh my God. I think
it really
does.
The mug found you.
This mug found me.
Wow. Jackie said I can do a grab bag of fun too. So.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So do you want to close your eyes?
You have to put the bag next to me, she said. That's what mom said to do.
I know. Oh my gosh.
I'm just closing my eyes.
This is heavy. Okay. Oh my God.
Okay. Is it? Well, yeah. She got a lot of products.
Okay. All right. It's.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, there we go. Can you reach?
Okay, yes. As I'm reaching into the bag, you have to tell me the last time you cried and why.
I thought you were going to sing a song.
Well, I changed it. Now it's intense and dark.
Though. Okay, the last.
But you have to be quick. And when I pull the product, you have to stop telling the story. Could go.
Okay, the last time I cried was, I think I was watching. I was just on a plane and I was watching. What movie was that? Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. And I cried.
Wow, good answer. Okay, I got a product.
What is that?
Versed, it says. Autosave Advanced Restoring Serum. Actually love a serum.
I love a serum. What kind of serum?
Fun fact, all of my products are literally gifts from either going to with Rachel Bloom to a fancy Golden Globe thing. And then she gets literally suitcases full.
Shout out to Rachel Bloom because when she was going to all the award ceremonies, she would afterwards just call all her girlfriends up and we would just all go over and she would give us so many products.
It was like a feeding frenzy.
Yeah.
And Jackie, the same thing.
We love you, Rachel.
When Jackie got, we love you, Rachel. When Jackie was preggers, she was like, I can't use this. I can't use this. I can't use this. I can't use this.
You got all of them?
Yeah, but wow. I still have it, which she'll say is bad because I probably can't use it anymore. Okay, so it's Versed Autosave Advanced Restoring Serum. This is going to be fun for me saying what's in here.
Okay.
Microalgae, sure. Floridin, sure, great. Mm-hmm. Ferulic acid, made great. For aging skin and dullness. 2 pumps.
Wow.
Face and neck. Let's put on right now. Oh, yeah. A.M. after cleansing or alone. Oh, great. Or alone between lighter water-based serums and moisture.
What's the company? Oh, Versed.
Versed. Yeah. I don't know if you're supposed to put serum on when your skin might be questionably dirty from rolling around with dogs, but I'm going to do it anyways.
I don't know, but yeah, let's find
you
out.
You don't want it?
Oh, should I put it on too?
Help yourself, girl. Okay. I spent so much money on it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know you did.
Oh, I love a serum. It makes me feel like I'm getting a hug.
Oh, I like how it smells.
It smells almost like,
it's like,
not rosemary. There's something herbally.
It's herbal, but it also feels very clean.
Our descriptors are beautiful.
We're putting the serum on. Yeah, and it's going
just,
really well.
It's just caking on. I literally took the dogs to get vaccinated today.
Oh,
and
my God.
I'm pretty sure I'm just a rubbing dog fur in my face.
Ah, it feels so good to have a serum on.
I do love a serum. Okay, and then. Let's see. Speaking of bags, you brought your makeup bag?
I did. I don't know what's in
here. Okay, what a thrill. Normally, Jack, I'll go through it. Normally,
you're
Jackie
going
goes,
through it?
Yeah.
Wait, I don't. What if something embarrassing
is in there? Don't you feel vulnerable?
Yes.
Well, have you ever done the thing where I went A to F. So when someone just takes your, okay. sorry, I think this is triggering because I can't speak. I want to start something.
Okay.
Next party we're at together.
Okay.
We're going to take someone's purse and say, let me look through this.
Do you know Esther?
Yes, that's right. That's
she
part of her bit.
She has that in her stand-up special.
Oh, right. You're
and
right.
And it gave
it's
me
so
such anxiety to watch.
That's so true.
Because I was like, I don't know what's in my purse.
Yeah, that gives me anxiety.
Oh,
so anyways.
No.
Okay, great. We got a cute pink bag, which Jackie would approve of with polka dots.
Yeah.
A buildable blur. Oh, a CC cream. These were all the rage at some
that
point.
That is the internet made me buy that.
Thrive Cosmetics.
Yeah.
Great. It's got an SPF. You got a lot of things in here.
I do.
Oh, I really like your blush brush, which it looks like a baton from a kid with glitter in it. That when you turn it dances around.
Yeah, the ones that there's glitter and there's some magical water or something. It's from Lime Crime.
Lime Crime. Oh, yes. Jackie's a big Lime Crime.
I was going to say, I think Jackie would love that brush.
I feel like Gabrielle's a big Lime Crime mm-hmm. fan, too. Do you wash your brushes? Turns out you're supposed to.
I do, but it's probably once every,
I don't. I'm going to be honest, I don't.
4 months or something.
That's impressive.
No, you're supposed to do it every week or something.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
I don't.
I mostly put on makeup with my fingers, though.
Yeah, I do that a lot, too. But I do use that brush a fair amount. I did wash my brushes probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. But I have to say it was the first time in a very long time. So.
Well, impressive. I do love a clear brow gel. I think one of the things I only ever do is a brow with clear, and then you do the feathering or whatever it is, the Stryker sisters.
I think brow gel is very – I have the
Anastasia. Anastasia. Jackie and I went to Anna – was one of the – she came with me to an Emmy party and we have an Anastasia picture together because she had a booth.
Oh, my God. With Anastasia?
I don't know if she was there. She might have been. Another CC.
Yeah, so that one – actually, the movie I did in Canada, that's what they used on my skin and they
– You
they,
use this a lot.
Yeah, well, they gave me the rest of it
I see.
After the movie, and I took it, and I enjoy it.
And it's got SPF in it.
Yeah.
I don't know what the brand is.
I don't either. I think it's like a Canadian brand. So I was
oh, Canada.
Yeah, I was like, let me
oh, excuse me. Your blush is like
very bright.
So bright. And also like this beautiful flower case.
Yeah.
The blush looks like orange. I love a hot
that
pink.
One is a vegan brand.
Everlasting.
Yeah.
Poppy is the color.
Yeah. That one is vegan.
I love a bright blush too, actually.
Yeah. It's fun. It's like you think it's going to be too crazy.
Can I use your blush?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Let me know when to stop.
Put it on there.
Also, there's pink lighting in here, oh, so I won't be able to tell.
Actually, it's fun. So you think it's too bright?
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing at
it
me?
It does go on very heavy, and I forgot to tell you that.
I can't wait to look at the mirror.
I can't wait for your picture.
Wait, I do want to, like, I don't know if she uses, I don't know if she ever does this as a bit.
I know.
But just people putting on other people's yeah, makeup, I feel which like I'm pretty should. Sure is unsanitary, but I don't
well,
care.
Well, I do feel like that a blush. Primer. That's a primer, NARS a NARS primer. Primer, which we love, and it has SPF in it as okay. well. Oh, that is the Charlotte Tilbury airbrush.
You said the, so this sounds fancy. Tell me about it.
Well, it's like the airbrush finishing powder.
Ooh.
And it's really – I've been really loving it. So it's like I'll put on all my foundation.
Oh, I did put a lot of
yeah, blush. You did. But – okay, wait. This is how magical this is. Take the Lime Crime brush and then uh-huh. put the powder all over. And it just really does smooth out your skin.
Oh, wow.
And it is for all – skin colors.
Because so, in case you guys don't know, Bella and I do not have the same skin
yeah,
color.
Yeah, no, I was like, I don't think you can wear my foundation, girl. But
wow, this is amazing.
No, it is amazing. So I actually really – so, okay, Kat put on a lot of the vegan blush, and it goes on intensely heavy, and it just smoothed it out.
I look airbrushed and flawless.
You look airbrushed and flawless.
I might need this.
It's really good.
Almost take a picture lighter.
Yeah, I love it.
Obviously, we love an eyelash curler.
Love
Do you have
yeah.
like the fancy one? Just a tweezerman.
I don't know.
You need to clean it.
Okay. Believe you.
That's the one thing I'm kind of.
I don't think
about
I've ever cleaned my. I don't think
well,
I've
all
ever
all your
cleaned
mascara
that.
Is built up on it.
You're so.
Do you see
right.
the top of it?
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed. We're listen, stars. They're just like us. Okay, Bella
it's
Lavelle
really dirty.
Hasn't cleaned her eyebrow.
Has not cleaned my eyelash roller. Oh God.
And Nicole, this looks fancy. Oh, a highlighter.
Oh
People
yes,
love
that's
a
black owned beauty line. And
AMI.
Okay, actually, you should use that. Yeah, okay. Emmy.
In addition to what I just did.
Yeah. So that you put it's like a highlighter you put on your cheekbones.
I've heard about this.
The you know the top of your nose and then like your chin and it just makes you like glitter in the sun.
I don't like this because I'm already so sweaty all the time.
Yeah, but this is a we love a glow.
All right, we love a glow. Whatever.
I really
love Bobbi Brown. What this is?
It's under eye.
You
cream.
You use this a lot. Oh, that's nice. That's a nice little case.
Yeah, I really like. It's under eye cream with a little powder.
It looks like it's the casing looks like it's like a contact lens case.
Yeah,
but like small and cute.
Yeah, I love it. Oh God.
Okay,
I don't
and we have some eyebrow. We have an eyebrow brush.
Yeah,
the Vintage Cosmetic Company. Cute. Marc Jacobs.
Marc Jacobs eyeliner, which I love.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Good bags.
Big fan. I don't know what else is in there.
Are you nervous? Don't be nervous. She's her body language is leaning over
I'm
through
like, what
the
if,
table
like,
so
what
intensely.
What if like a used tampon's in there?
Just like your vibrator is casually
yeah,
in there.
I know.
Whatever. I mean, we're on Crazy Ex.
Kat just told me to bring my makeup back.
Well, you didn't know why.
I didn't know why.
Surprise.
Okay, that is Too Faced.
Too Faced. I've heard about this.
I think they're
Chocolate Soleil.
Vegan. But I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's their bronzing powder, which I love.
I will not use that.
Yeah, it might. Yeah,
probably be the wrong color. I do love a chubby stick. This is Clinique.
Oh yes, the Clinique chubby bomb. Sticks. I would use all the time on Mr. Mayor. Oops, I hit the mic. All the time on Mr. Mayor, and they're great because they're not super heavy, uh-huh. but they have the color in there.
I was so surprised how many times makeup artists put non matte lipstick on me while I was dancing with my hair down.
Oh, interesting.
Because I was like, you do realize that this is going to stick to my lipstick, right?
Does it?
Yeah, if you're dancing and you're wearing lipstick.
It has to be matte.
That's like glossy.
It's
not a good look. Also, just makeup artists at a certain point when there's like 25 dancers, I've just learned I just bring my own towels and stuff to touch up on set because they're like too busy.
Wow.
Especially if it's like a low budget thing. And
tricks
like,
of the trade.
Tricks of the trade. Tattoo liner. Bella. Oh, Kat Von D.
Yeah. So that's like a good liquid liner if you want to do more like a precise.
Do you have that technique down?
Not really. I'm getting probably a little better at it. But
I can't do it with like the Marc Jacobs one I love, but it's like it's too thick to mm-hmm. kind of make a cat eye or something.
This looks nice. Pat McGrath Labs.
Pat McGrath, yeah.
It's a real nice foundation.
Yeah, I really like that foundation.
We're so close. We're almost done. You're doing great.
Oh, Fenty.
Fenty.
Contour.
Okay.
Shout out to Rihanna.
Hey, Riri again.
We know you're listening.
Another Emmy Cole, if I'm saying it right.
Yes.
This is a tint.
So I have a bunch of different foundations that are different colors because I like to kind of mix. Mm-hmm. Like do maybe like a lighter one around my eyes and nose and then kind of a darker one like down on my chin.
Okay.
Because I feel like we're all kind of a combination. It's like no foundation. I haven't found a foundation that's like exactly my color.
Well, I don't think our coloring is the same on your face.
Yeah.
My neck is like super white.
Right. And it's just like sometimes, you know, when you have like one foundation, just like it doesn't look right.
Yeah. Hysterical foundation. What's that? Never use it. There's so many things with beauty that you're like, oh, you just have to try.
You just have to try it out and you have to play around. So I have, I guess, like two or three.
We have another chubby stick, a fig, which is nice. We have another Marc Jacobs liner.
Oh.
Maybe like a brown and a black or something.
No, I think I just buy the black. So
yeah, she doubled up. Black core.
Okay. Good to know.
Okay. Good to know. And then we have, oh, this is nice. Another Too Faced Better Than Sex mascara.
Better
use me Too Faced
and look, it's and? Pretty close. No, I'm kidding. I mean, it's mascara. It's not Better Than Sex, but it is a really good mascara.
Is it waterproof?
Oh, that's a good question.
I can't remember. Once again, back to the sweating. I have to only do waterproof.
Right.
Also surprising how many makeup artists on set. I'm like, is it waterproof? Like, no. I'm like, well, like it's going to be down my
face. It's got to be water. Yeah, got to be waterproof.
And I think another mascara.
Yes, another liquid mascara. This thrive. One is the one I bought from Instagram.
Okay.
They got me.
They got you. And then we have, I think, like a cotton ball.
Oh. Which is fun. See, that's – I knew it was going to be something embarrassing.
No, it's not embarrassing at all. This is beautiful. And another Anastasia Brow Wiz.
Yeah, that Ebony. One is great because I just brush and then I can fill in any ones that
that's
I want
to
fill in. Yeah.
And that's what's in Bella's makeup bag. Ah! Hey, that's what's in Bella's makeup bag.
Ooh. Oh my god, I survived it.
You survived it. You did so good.
Wow. Okay.
And you know what? I think you survived me hosting my ever first podcast. I think we're towards the end of it.
Not only did I survive, I feel like we thrived.
You thrived. Speaking of Thrive Cosmetics.
Yeah. Shout out to Thrive.
I think I would listen to this.
I would listen to this.
Thank y'all for listening. So as they do typically when you end a pod, people do the pluggy plugs of the Instagrams or whatever.
Oh.
Or any other like projects you want to shout out. Maybe you're Mr. Mayor, obviously.
I want to shout out Mr. Mayor because we only have 3 episodes left, but I don't know when this is going to be dropping, but just watch it on Peacock or Hulu.
Crazy X is on Netflix,
and Crazy X is on Netflix, where you can check out both Kat and I's work together.
Together.
So you should just do that if you haven't watched it already.
And what's your Instagram?
Vella Lavelle, my name is my Instagram, and my Instagram is my name.
Wow.
It goes both ways.
So deep.
It's so deep. Ask me how I came up with it.
You can follow me on my Instagram at I'm so deep. No, just kidding. I'm sure that would get flagged. Mine's just Kat M. Burns, like M as in Marie.
Well, and we've talked about this.
What?
My middle name is also
Marie.
Aww. I feel like in the 80s, like everyone's middle name was Marie. Like they were just like, Marie will work. So.
Well, amazing. And then if it's holiday time, what's your holiday movie that everyone should see you be the star of?
Oh my gosh. If this doesn't air till Christmas, which would be crazy, but if it doesn't, then you should watch A Clusterfunk Christmas. But also if you're the type of person who just wants to watch a Christmas movie and it's like May. And
people
you're
do that.
Yeah.
Jenna Hall does that a lot.
Well, I get it because they're really comforting and they're really cozy.
Yeah.
So you can feel that way anytime.
Yeah, exactly. Save that spirit. And then what's like, I know all these plugs I always forget, but what's like a plug someone can watch that's something you're really proud of that people might not know of?
That I'm in or that I'm not a part of?
That you're in.
Oh, that I'm in? Okay. I was in a Cher music video.
Oh.
And Cher is not in it, but it's still her singing. And you can see that on YouTube. It's the SOS video when she did the ABBA cover.
And can you please do a little bit of your Cher impersonation singing the song?
Oh, if you know me, SOS. Oh, that's pretty good. Love your game and not they're not going to tell me. I need to work on it.
It's hilarious.
It's so good.
Another thing Jackie would be better at is me. She'd be better than me singing Cher.
Cher. So I just, and also
she has
me.
An amazing, no, you did amazing. She has a sick Cher impersonation. I'm pretty sure she's done as a bit multiple times on stage.
Oh, wow.
So, y'all, thanks for tuning in to my very ever first hosting podcast that's not mine.
You're so good at it.
You're so good. You're a natural guest. You're a Starvel, Olivia.
You're,
I love you.
You're a Natch host, and I'm a Natch guest.
Natch host. Natch, Natch, when we're a natural duo. Yeah. I think that's what I think that's how she does it. Well, as Jackie says, thank y'all for being here. She doesn't say that, but I'm going to say it. You deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you, she says. Actually, I'm going to do the end like she does. You deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream your neck and keep your French fresh. Did you cream your neck? Did you cream your neck, actually, Bella?
I did, yeah.
I forget, if I'm being honest. Well,
don't forget.
Don't forget.
Don't forget.
If I've learned anything today.
It's in neon letters it's above true. Us. It's cream like, your neck.
Cream your neck. Well, I love you.
Well, I love you too. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being had. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Jackie, turn this off. I don't know how to finish it.
Oh my God, we killed it. That was so good.
It was really fun. I actually am proud of us. We did great.
I'm really proud of us.